Remember the grandfather who was out taking a walk in Yellowstone when a bison attacked him and threw him 8 feet in the air?
Yeah,
it was so crazy because the video was, I saw the longer video, it was like, it chased him around trees. It wasn't like it's a straight shot. He like went around behind trees and the thing was following him and doing circles. And
normally, you know how I feel about wildlife attacking. I'm like, what'd you do to deserve that?
Yeah, this dude was like.
Yeah, in this case, the grandpa was just like walking. He was not even anywhere near the bison at first.
It's like a couple hundred feet away.
Well, and he heard somebody yelling, bison! You know, like yelling, letting him know. And so they kind of walked a little bit closer, but not anywhere near they thought.
And the bison was laying down at the time.
Yeah, and they so they were just like looking. That dude, that bison got, I almost called him a dude. The bison got up and just started chasing around the trees.
Yes.
He didn't do it. He really did not do anything to provoke it.
Not at all.
Even though I was on the ground, he could have stomped me, he could have gored me, could have done anything. We saw the bison and he was down. He wasn't showing aggression or anything like that until it picked a target. That target happened to be me. At the time, I had my grandson with me. It was like, you need to get up to the amphitheater. I will deal with this down here. They move faster than you could ever imagine. He just kept coming and he was more aggressive. And as soon as he got off that tree, he launched me in the air.
Shockingly, he only broke.
He sounds young, even though he's not.
Yeah, 65. He shockingly only, I say only, what I mean is, I would think the way he was thrown, he broke every bone in his body.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Somehow, yes. Somehow or another, it was only his femur. We put that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we put it on social media and people were like, only broke his femur? I'm like, no.
He could have died.
He could have died.
I mean, or,
I will tell you, it's interesting because I've always heard bison is way more healthier for a burger than a cow.
Yeah.
Like you see bison burger is way less fat, but it still tastes good. I don't know.
What I think it's leaner meat.
But leaner meat on a burger sometimes doesn't taste as well. They say on a burger you should get like a little bit more fat so it tastes good.
Yeah, I also recommend, from personal experience, only ordering a bison burger from a place that usually serves a lot of bison, because I ordered it once based on the fact that I heard it was healthier for you, and I had to go to the hospital with food poisoning. Not a lie.
Good times.
Yeah,
yeah, the only place I've had it.
Are you supposed to cook it all the way through?
I don't know what it is. I just know that this place where I ordered it was not a place where you would go to get bison.
It still had the bison fur on it, didn't it? That was
probably
part of the problem.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. What if? Yeah. But the best place, only place I've had it was in Denver or outside of Denver, Colorado. And it was
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good. And the place, it was, I think it was called like Bison something. Oh, I think it's called Pike's Place, actually, but it was known for their bison burgers, and it was delicious.
For some reason, I struggle with not the typical meat, even though other cultures have different meat. I need like chicken. Hamburger.
So like you could never order goat if you went somewhere else?
Even though it might taste good, it's bothering me that it's a goat or lamb.
You almost rather not know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
like,
eat it.
It's like
and then
pork, hamburger, because that's what we're so accustomed to. But other countries, alligator. Then I'm like, ooh, wait a minute. But if it tastes like chicken, but I'm like, that's not an animal you would eat.
So you
see, I love it.
Oh, Matt lives in a place where they eat squirrels and rats. And
I've had squirrel, I've had alligator, I've had rattlesnake. It's all good.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've had rattlesnake. Meat he doesn't like.
Yeah, Matt will put any meat in his body.
Yes, he loves
a rattlesnake would really freak me out.
What if you didn't know it was rattlesnake and you ate it and you enjoyed it and then they told you?
Much better.
Okay.
Yeah.
You would know it's some kind of snake because there's barely any meat on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like a whole rattlesnake would be like an appetizer. It's just not very meaty.
Yeah.
No, for anybody.
Really?
There's not a whole lot of meat on it.
Real quick. When you, they don't have bones, snakes. So when you cut it open, is it just the guts on the inside? Like the inside of their belly?
I think so. I don't remember the cleaning process of the rattlesnake because it was harvested somewhere else and then brought back because they knew my dad would cook it.
Yeah.
Well,
so it was almost like, here's the rattlesnake.
This wasn't at like some fancy restaurant.
No, it was killed and then brought to the house, given to my father in a cooler.
And who gets rattled?
So my dad instantly goes, we're going to have a cookout. We're going to invite everybody over. We're going to do rattlesnake. But he said, I'm going to also get like burgers and chicken and stuff because there's not going to be enough to make everybody happy on the track.
I see.
Seriously, how redneck is our style? I mean, that is, if, from being up north in Rhode Island, if I ever heard this, I'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. The guy that got the rattlesnake, he saw it, killed it. And as soon as he did, he said, I'm taking this to Randy.
Oh,
he'll
my
know
gosh.
Exactly what to do with this snake. And then we did. My grandmother My dad's mom had a rule that if you killed it and brought it home, she'd cook it.
Wow.
And my dad took that as a challenge of like, I'm going to try to find something
that she
won't know how to handle.
That's
and
a real man.
Never did.
Were you afraid that the rattlesnake had its poison in it that you were going to eat?
I just trusted.
Yeah, you trust your dad.
I just trust your dad.
Okay. If I bring home some stuff like as leftovers, sometimes like I need reheating instructions.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to go and like, just make a rattlesnake. I mean, or cook a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Like, I just said it. Make a rattlesnake.
How do you make a rattlesnake?
Wow. We've prepared rattlesnake.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ate squirrel? Is that what you said before?
Yeah. Squirrel was the first animal that I killed that I ate the animal.
Mm-hmm.
That is
disgusting.
And
I had to skin it and cook it and everything myself.
You had to put its blood on your face, right? Isn't that a thing?
That's like I think so. My dad didn't make me do that. He's like, you're skinning it. You're going to get its blood on you. That's good enough.
Oh.
Did you think the squirrel tastes good?
It tasted really gamey. Like it wasn't great. Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing as like deer. Mm-hmm. People like to go deer hunting and like, I have all this deer meat. I'm like, oh, I think of the deer that's not normal like the cow. Even though they are just both animals.
Yeah.
But when I eat the deer meat, it doesn't taste right.
It is gamey.
It tastes a little different. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Deer jerky is tremendous.
Okay.
Do you have any of that?
Do I currently have it?
No.
Can you get your hands on some?
I would like to have some. I could probably
make a couple calls.
Okay.
Deer has been on my family's table at holidays within the past year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Of course it has. What about duck?
I've had deer chili.
I've had duck. I think
rabbit.
Duck's too fancy for Rochdale.
I've had rabbit. I've had duck. I've had goose.
What about duckbill platypus?
No.
Have not had a platypus.
But I would. Okay.
A bat.
No.
Have not had bat.
That's how you get that COVID.
Why is duck and things like that not popular here, or even goat or whatever we talked about? None of that is popular.
I remember hearing at one point when we were trying to get a goose to cook that you can't just kill it. Like there was some law about you can't just go and kill the goose.
Hmm.
It's like you almost have to like be sneaky about
it. You have to hunt it?
Yeah. Well, no, you'd have to go buy it from somewhere specifically. Like it wasn't something that you had could get in season.
I see.
Kind of like there's deer season, you would have to.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't
think
I've ever had swan.
I don't think you can. Are they protected?
I've never had dog to my knowledge.
That is the most bizarre thing. So you're saying, okay, this is an animal, but we can't kill this, but we can kill all those animals.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, we can breed chickens and pump full of steroids.
Dogs are the best.
That was my dad's mentality of like, if it's an animal, I can eat it.
Yeah.
That's why it's here.
Waste not, want not.
Yeah. We know you've had frog legs because of the gigging.
Absolutely. I've had frog legs of frogs that I have gigged personally.
I've had frog legs, but it was in Louisiana, and it was at a French restaurant, which I'm like, looking back, my parents took me to a French restaurant when I was five.
What the hell were they thinking?
Talk about a waste of
them. Bonjour.
Yeah, I thought it was fine.
Yeah, I enjoy them. They're very delicate.
Yeah,
they're truly very delicate.
A lot of meat on it.
That's the frustrating thing for me is it's just not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a lot of work for not enough payoff.
And like, frog penis, not enough.
Do you guys also hate going to a place like a fondue restaurant? Because I feel like a lot of guys complain about that because they're like, it's just not enough.
Not enough.
Yeah.
It is a lot, but it isn't.
Here's the thing about fondue restaurants. You've heard everything I've just talked about doing and eating.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed.
To go to the fondue restaurant.
No. They're like, sir,
that's
put
not
your
a place
shirt
that's
on.
Ever been on my radar to go to a fondue restaurant.
Okay, fine. Let's all go to a K-pot restaurant.
Okay.
I really want to go to K-pot. It's like where
my,
you know,
my brother and my kids have been with my brother. Yeah. They like it.
Those are the demon hunters.
I've been to one of those before.
You don't like it or you do?
It was all right. They boil the water on the side, and then you insert all the things, and then it gets too hot and spicy. If you make it too much, you're kind of making your own thing.
But there's a lot to taste. Everybody, you know, like
that'd
you can order a bunch
for
you. I love it. That's why I want to do it.